in Atlanta, Georgia. South Korea and the United States have been allies since the Korean War in the early 1950s, and North Korea has remained their rival. Every year, the U.S. and South Korea join forces in military drills. They're exercises to practice defensive moves against North Korea in case war on the peninsula ever breaks out again. But the drills anger North Korea, and every year while they're going on, the country makes threatening statements against South Korea and the U.S. This year, North Korea's military is threatening a preemptive nuclear strike. Tensions in the region are higher than usual, and the military exercises are the largest ones ever.
300,000 South Korean troops, 17,000 Americans, all involved in 8 weeks of drills, which will take place on land, sea, and air. Now, South Korea's defense ministry says that they have increased their surveillance on the north, trying to see if there are any signs of an imminent attack. They say at this point that there is no movement. Now, tensions are always high at this time of year because of these drills between the U.S. and South Korea. Pyongyang sees them as a dress rehearsal for an invasion. Washington and Seoul say they are defensive in nature. But this year is even more tense than normal. Consider the year we've had so far. In January, North Korea carried out a nuclear test. In February, North Korea carried out a satellite launch, which most countries saw as a missile test. And then just last week, the UN passed unprecedented sanctions against North Korea. On Friday, Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, said he wants his nuclear weapons at the ready should he want to use them at a moment's notice. And don't expect things to calm down anytime soon. These military drills go on until the end of April.
We're moving now to a part of the Eastern Mediterranean called the Levant. Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan are all here. And they've all been experiencing a drought for the last 18 years. Scientists at NASA recently studied tree rings in the region. They say that thick rings indicate years when there was plenty of water. Thin rings show years when there wasn't. And after analyzing that and other data, researchers concluded that the region's current drought is the worst one it's seen in 900 years.